The U.S. hog industry says a year ago, fear over the H1N1 virus, also known as the swine flu, eventually cost U.S. producers over $1 billion in sales worldwide. China was one of several nations that closed its doors to U.S. pork and now is the last to reopen them. Doug Wolf is a member of the National Pork Producers Council. He also farms in Grant County. He says most of those countries opened back up as soon as it was proven that American pork was safe. Wolf says now with China reopening its doors, meat packers are already moving product back into the nation.
In 2008, when they were having their Olympics, they were like the, I believe, the number two importer of American U.S. Exported meat. So, I mean, they were huge. Now, they fell off back last year after that. But the potential's there. We know if they need it once, they're going to need it again.
Mike Weller of the Wisconsin Pork Producers Association says farmers could see a few extra dollars per pig when they sell them to the market. For example, a pig worth $150 at the market could sell for $155.
1.3 billion people, and they can't begin to produce enough pork for a growing economy. And so if that market stays open, Wisconsin producers will benefit.
Weller says there are about 1,200 hog farmers in Wisconsin. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.